This summer, I went on a 3-week trip to Italy with a friend of mine from college. I had never been out of the USA before. Also, I had traveled a lot around of my own country, and I'm glad about that. I had always wanted to go on an exchange when I was in college, but I couldn't afford it. When I graduated from college, I decided that I was just going to throw all my money into this trip to Europe. My parents tried to convince me that the trip wasn't worth the money, but they said so just because they didn't want me to leave the country. When we landed in Rome, we immediately found that we were in another world. I don't know what I expected. I think I'd expected that everything would have English subtitles or something. You know, I had taken a year of Italian at high school at one point, and that was the extent of my experience. I had also been told that Spanish was very similar to Italian, though I guess I had expected that I would be able to interpret what was going on just based on my knowledge of Spanish, because I had some pretty extensive knowledge of Spanish. But it didn't work out that way. It took us about 2 hours to get out of the airport. On our first day, we had a big hustle with public transportation. We had decided to take a bus into town, but we missed our bus stop. I guess we were expecting someone to hold up an English sign and say, "Debbie and Christy, get off the bus now." But that didn't happen, and we ended up just riding around Rome on the bus endlessly. So our trip downtown turned into some kind of sightseeing tour. We kept asking the passengers questions in broken Italian / Spanish, but it wasn't turning out well for us. Finally, we ran into an exchange student, and he got us off the bus at the right stop and pointed in the proper direction. Rome is a really manic city. I mean, the traffic is completely insane. I mean, there are traffic rules, but the drivers consider them to be optional. There are 10,000 mopeds everywhere. I think you can get a license when you're 14 years old to drive a moped. It's definitely far cry from Princeton, where the pedestrians all have the right of way. We spent about 3 days in Rome, and then we moved on the plane. We were there for about 3 days too, but I'd say the tour we were on was very fast-paced, which was one thing I would change if I went back. I would like to do things according to when I want to do them, and not according when the guide tells me to move on the next place, because in a lot of cases I felt we didn't really get to absorb everything there was to explore the city. We were always just piled back on two bus and taken to the next place. We covered a lot of territory traveling by bus, but sometimes I just felt like we were running past things, which was kind of crazy. I also found a lot of people on our tour group to be rather embracing. For them, the tour was little more than a shopping expedition. Nobody had any cultural interest in being in Europe or interacting with the locals. I felt Europe was a waste on them in a way. I felt they should be shipped straight home. But on the whole, it was definitely exciting to be away in Europe. When it was time to return home, I felt that I hadn't been in Italy long enough to see everything that I wanted to see, and I couldn't say, "Okay, now I am ready to go. It's time to load my stuff back on the plane and go home." So that was a little frustration for me. I hope I can go back next year, because it was a good trip.